This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. After the rigors of the holiday, there is the stillness. For some, it's a beautiful time to regroup, regenerate, have downtime, and celebrate what you just created. And for some, the stillness is too big. Last New Year's, my partner, Mike's daughter, got married. And it was a huge celebration they had been planning for over 2 years. And when that was done, there was a big void there. And there was some level of post-event blues. A lot of people experience that on the holiday too. I tend to dive into the relaxation of being done and having succeeded. And I rifle through all the successes. How good this was, how a loved one of mine enjoyed this or that, memories that we created. But if you're feeling the holiday blues, a letdown after the excitement, or perhaps something happened over the holiday that was stressful or unresolved, here are a couple strategies that you can dig into. I like to use that post-holiday time to set to reestablish my balanced structure that I normally have, because I've been nibbling on cookies and baking so much and extending the hours of my day. It feels good for me to set up a structure to get back to my normal success strategies. Another thing I love to do is just reflect on how beautiful the holiday was, and whatever needs to be different for next year, it's really positive to sit and reflect and make adjustments so that next year you can have a better experience. And then lastly, if you're feeling sad or down, reach out for coaching. Don't sit in it. You are a vibrational being, and your vibrations hook up and align and match with like vibration. So the sooner you get out of a down feeling, the better. Use the strategies and jump into all the success you created and get yourself structured for an incredible next thing, whether it's the beginning of a new year or it's a post-event scenario. And have a beautiful day.